he would put up a grade. And when he moved out of that, I mean, he put back a grade. And when he moved out of Baton Rouge into Shreveport or New Orleans or anywhere, he put up a grade. Because he only had 11 grades. Now, the last 10 to 12 years, it's been 12 years too. But prior to that, we were lame. So it didn't mean that she was stupid. It means that there was a year of difference.
What'd your mama sweep with? She used this
room. I kept on that.
And she kept it?
Well, kept it on the house, eh? I sweep it out when I went to my house.
When, on Monday she would do the... What would she do on Monday?
Oh, I don't know. We ever missed it. Didn't have any particular day to do any damn thing. If it was raining, you didn't want to be. If it wasn't raining, you did something else. I mean...
When she got the clothes and did the...
Well, whatever what day it was, the weather was right. I mean, you couldn't wash and hang them out. You didn't have electric dryers and stuff at that time. I mean, you know, it depend on the man upstairs. And if it was raining, what the hell usually put them out there in the rain? I mean, you wouldn't get anywhere during that.
Yeah.
So you had to wait for the sunshine. And,
would you do the iron on the same day?
No, it wouldn't dry that quick. Of course, you had to heat iron on a charcoal burning thing. There, see? Wasn't any, you didn't have electric, no electric at that time.
Were there places in town where you could get your clothes done?
I think there were Chinese on here. Yes. Well, Keene Brothers was probably here too. Keene's been here a hell of a long time too. But next thing it was, you know, there's a lot of things. Today, everybody is living on credit. At that time, you wasn't credit, and you didn't have money, so you did it out or did it yourself. But this country got along very well until they invented the printing press. Prior to that, you had gold, silver, diamonds, or some other precious stone for needing that exchange. Then they found out the printing press. Well, they didn't need all that. They say we'd put it in reserve. Well, pretty soon that they raised the reserve from 10% to 50%, cut it to 40%, and then to 30%. Now they didn't weigh it all together. You off the damn thing. All they do now is just put a faster motor on the thing and put a bigger number on the end of it. Well, you laughing?
No, I see you for it.
Now, you might remember some of this, because I'm going to be 10 years from now, I'll probably be about the end of the road. But you remember, see? Remember that in 1929, when they had the crash, you weren't born. But it was caused because everybody was buying stocks and stuff on credit. You could go in the market, 10% down, you could buy $1,000 of stuff. Everybody was doing it. All these damn little snobs, these awesome stuff. Everybody ran for a coach and stuff like that. Buy it today and sell it 2 days and a half, 5 days. When we finally got this thing with only 10%, the damn market started down. And they started calling for things, and nobody had any money to protect themselves. So they just... Kruger, you don't remember, but Kruger was a Swedish mash team. He jumped out of the damn cellar. Sam Nielsen was electric bond and share. He committed suicide.
Ensel?
Sam Ensel.